Lenawee's original sports franchise, 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to Inside the Cave. It's 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. And as promised, on the other end of our phone line, we have Clinton head football coach Casey Randolph. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Probably not as good as you. And I think the last time we talked was about Warren Michigan Collegiate, how the last time you played, it was a one-point win in the playoffs, and you did it again. Was that intentional?
Absolutely not. No,
okay.
That was a comeback and a game for the ages, kind of.
I mean,
they're a tough team. I mean, they made the finals last year. You know, we knocked them off 2 years ago when we made the finals, but 13-12. And, you know, we had to have a heck of a comeback to beat them. There's no question about that. We battled and never quit playing, and thank goodness.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've probably answered some of these questions already from Steve or other media. But, like, so you're at the point late in the fourth and you're down. It sounds like the leadership, obviously, from you, but it comes from the players, too, to believe, like, hey, you know, we're still in this game. All we have to do is put a couple plays together. You had to have liked what you saw from your sideline.
Well, I think that we all kind of leaned at each other, you know. That's why we preach family and kept each other calm, players, coaches, just everyone alike. And, like, we're still in this. Let's get one back. Let's get a stop. You know, that was what we kept preaching. You know, because at one point we were down 24-6, and you know that's something we haven't saw this year. And you know, testament to our kids and coaches for keeping their poise and having great character and toughness and battling back. And we just kept chipping away. You know, we started the game off, drove down, they stopped us. They basically drove right down the field and scored a 2-point conversion. We're down 8-0. Like, sheesh. So we take it, we drive it down the field, and we fumble, and they pick it up. Return it for a touchdown. We're down 16-0. We're able to get one back in the second quarter, going to halftime 16-6. Next thing you know, they score again, 24-6. And then we started getting some defensive stops. I think we got three and outs where we started locking them up, and we started chipping away. We had to really manage the clock, manage our timeouts, really did well running the ball, did well throwing the ball, and, you know, testament to our character of our kids for just never stopping, and they didn't want to stop playing football.
Morning, Coach. Andrew Morton here.
How you doing, Andrew?
So I know we talked on Sunday about it, and you kind of highlighted how, you know, when you guys were getting in those tough positions, you know, fumbling, obviously, not having possession of the ball, down in points, how you had to step up from some guys. Who were some guys that really stepped up, kind of took control of the sideline, and then furthermore took control on the field?
Well, I think the reason why we came back is there were numerous guys. You can't put your finger on one guy. I think that Nick Shadley had a huge play. They were actually driving and down inside the red zone, and Nick Shadley single-handedly ripped the ball out and recovered a fumble from one of their tough kids, and that was a game-changing play. But as far as just continuing to play, I mean, just guys across the board, Zach Shadley, Nick Shadley, Max Ditt, Nate Smith, you know, just tough as they come. And obviously we have tons of other players as well, but they just kept playing. And, you know, Andy Fair played well at the quarterback position, and Braden Lehman and Nick Shadley came up with some big catches, as well as Max Ditt. And we were able to get out of bounds. We were able to clock the ball, spike it several times, where just seemed to come to fruition the things we'd been working on for several weeks and even throughout the season, you know, as far as clock management, especially in that last 5-3 minutes. We didn't take the lead till minute 17 or minute 27. It was one or the other. And, you know, and then they were not able to get a first down after that. So that's a crazy game, you know, some big passes, some big catches, some big stops, and great runs, just a combination of everything kind of coming together and to win that game.
talking with Clinton head football coach Casey Randolph here today. So I'm going to try to parlay last Friday's game into this Saturday and talk about your defense. You know, I know what you guys do on offense, and it's very, very good in quality. You know exactly what to do in all sorts of situations. But I think maybe the undervalued side of your team is your defense, and they're going to really have a task tomorrow afternoon. I was looking at some, as weird as this sounds, I was looking at some film with Jeff Bowman that he saw from a young man over at Grand Rapids West Catholic that'll be running the ball for one of the best running teams in the country. Could you talk about your defensive game, not don't give away the game plan, but, you know, sort of what your defense has done this year and how you're going to prepare for tomorrow?
Well, I think that, you know, our best defense is our offense controlling the ball, number one. So, you know, our defense is only successful when our offense is successful. So hats off to those guys and coaches. But defensively, you know, we get guys like Brandon Phelps clogging up the middle, Braden Lehman running that defense, Jacob Phelps, another linebacker. As far as what we have to do, we have to play discipline assignment football. We cannot play out of the context of what our scheme is, what our job is. Each person has to win their individual battle to be able to play great defense, and we have to stay true to our keys. That running back, their offense is extremely powerful, extremely explosive, and our job is to stop them. And you know, we are up for the challenge, and we're looking forward to being the underdog. And really, nobody across the board has given us on paper an opportunity to win. And man, I like that. That's a great, great position to be in, because that fires us up. Because we believe that we have a lot of pieces to the puzzle, and we believe in ourselves, in each other, and we're looking forward to it.
Right, like, you know, Andrew, I'll get to you in a second, but like the underdog role, you know, if you look at the big picture in the state of Michigan, all they need to do is look at your schedule, and, you know, the NCAA gauntlet, maybe it wasn't what it's been in years past, but there's still some, you know, real good teams there. But the week one, you know, back to the Notre Dame prep game, that they should know that, yeah, you guys can play and you guys can beat some really good competition, but I'm sure, you know, you'll embrace that underdog role, the David and Goliath type situation as you travel tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, that team is very disciplined, very well coached, and has a lot of athletes on the field. But we like our team. We like our guys. We like our discipline, our toughness, and that's what our focus is on. Our focus is on us. Our schedule was tough. The LCAA, it's well-coached, tough teams across the board. Obviously, we had a heck of a game with Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. We had a deep run in their division, bigger division than us. But honestly, none of that matters now. Only thing that matters now is our execution. Are we able to execute offensively? Are we able to play great special teams? And are we able to play great defense? We have to swarm to the ball. We have to gang tackle. And we have to wrap, because we know the challenge at hand. And, you know, they come in here with one loss to Fruitport. Their schedule was phenomenal. You know, they've played several teams that are still playing currently. And, you know, their schedule's tough as well. So they're battle tested. They played a couple, you know, T teams, and Edwardsburg, who's still playing, and they took out a tough Constantine team. So, you know, this is a heck of a battle. It's exactly what you'd want in the state semifinals. And you know, we're thankful for the opportunity. We're grateful to be 12-0. But I think that this team is still hungry and not satisfied, and looking forward to the challenge that lies ahead.
Absolutely. And we've been talking to Casey Randolph, the head football coach at Clinton, the Red Wolves, taking on Grand Rapids West Catholic. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, and that game is over in Coldwater, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it's, I know I ask you every time, but the ticketing information, I assume, is very similar.
It's all the same. Okay. MHSA has went to something called GoFan, which is an online ticket system. And you have to have your own individual tickets. That's what the MHSA does. and that's something they've transitioned to entirely this postseason.
So don't call the Clinton office and complain, is what you're saying. Don't call the school and complain.
We focus on controlling what we control, and that's not one of them.
Absolutely. Well, Casey, thanks for the conversation. And, of course, best of luck tomorrow. We'll all be pulling for you. Jeff will be there, so you'll feel like you're right at home.
Thanks. Appreciate your support all season, and we're looking forward to some more football.
Absolutely. Thank you, Casey.
Yep, bye.
There you have it. The head football coach over at Clinton, Casey Randolph, joining us inside the cave. Red Wolves taking on Grand Rapids West Catholic. Man, that should be a good one. Jeff Bowman on the call tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock from Coldwater High School. You can catch the game right here on the cave if you can't make it. Tune in on your radio or go online. We'll stream it. 965thecave.com. A spot at Ford Field is on the line. We're going to hit a break. Talk some Lions football.
Okay.
Can Detroit actually win on Sunday?
Possibility.
And we'll talk about Buffalo playing a game in Detroit. Not Thanksgiving. They're going to play there Sunday due to that crazy snowstorm heading out east. So we're going to take a break. We'll talk some NFL football. I'm Ian Wendt, Andrew Morton across the way, and you are inside the cave.